KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, breezy, and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 54. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Police in Red Oak report the arrest at around 9 p.m. Wednesday of 40-year-old Sean Lyle McKenzie. The Red Oak man was taken into custody for theft in the fifth degree, a simple misdemeanor. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. A single vehicle accident at around 11:40 a.m. Wednesday in Council Bluffs resulted in a death and one person critically injured. Council Bluffs police said a vehicle traveling south on Oakland Drive lost control and went through the intersection of Oakland and Canesville, striking the north side of the Omni Center parking garage. Once officers arrived, they located the driver trapped in the vehicle. The Council Bluffs Fire Department was able to extricate the driver, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The passenger in the vehicle was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center, where they were last reported to be in very critical condition. The cause of the accident remained under investigation, and the names of the parties involved will be released once notification of family had been completed. Four people, two adults and two juveniles, were injured during a collision at around 7:45 a.m. Wednesday west of Earlham in Madison County. The State Patrol says a 2017 Buick Enclave SUV driven by 46-year-old Amy Jo Crane and a 2011 GMC Acadia SUV driven by 56-year-old Daryl Wayne Von Rensel, both of Dexter, collided at the intersection of P53 and 105th Street. The accident happened as Crane was traveling west on 105th and approaching the stop sign, and Von Rensel was traveling south on P53. His vehicle was turning east onto 105th when it collided with the Buick in the Buick's lane. Both drivers and two passengers in Von Rensel's car, 15-year-old Lily Carpenter and 17-year-old Mackenzie Carpenter, both of whom are from Dexter, were transported to hospitals in Des Moines, with Crane transported to Methodist West by private vehicle. Von Rensel and the teens were transported by Madison County Ambulance to Mercy Hospital. The Atlantic School District's Board of Education Wednesday approved the 2018-19 amended certified budget. Their action followed a public hearing during which there were no comments, and it allows the district to complete building improvements this summer without overspending the certified budget. In his report to the board, Superintendent Steve Barber said there's a lot of excitement for next year in the Atlantic Trades program.
Initial enrollment numbers are averaging between 13 and 15 students throughout the classes that are going to be offered. Given most of these classes are shop classes, this number is a pretty good manageable number to maintain the safety in the shop. Many of our steering committee originated over a year ago and continued to be active, helping us design works, place skills and expertise necessary in creating a world-class program.
And he said Atlantic is in the process of identifying equipment needs to get an aviation curriculum implemented this fall.
And then also discuss future needs once we add the second year of the curriculum next year. Early indication is that there's a large number of students who will be taking that class in the fall.
And the high school will be offering a coding training curriculum once a steering committee comprised of community members in the technology world is formed.
First, this group will help us identify how technology is being utilized to communicate, create, and problem solve in Atlantic schools. And then second, help us better understand how computer programming and other opportunities that should be available to different developmental levels in Atlantic schools. So just kind of explore that, help us better understand how we're utilizing technology at a high level, and then also how does computer science or coding play a role in that program.
And Superintendent Steve Barber recommended, and the Atlantic School Board approved, the changing of the surface of the Trojan Bowl turf from natural grass to synthetic turf, with a $600,000 cost to be paid by private fundraising and donations.
We discovered after the bond pass and our first initial architect meeting that putting grass in the Trojan Bowl would require us to lose a season at the Trojan Bowl. And we also discovered that sod is not a very good option and would cause some troubles down the road.
A fundraising committee was formed, and they've said they could secure $300,000 over the duration of the improvements, or about 2.5 years, with the intent to raise all $600,000 to synthetic turf the Trojan Bowl and not lose the football season. If the committee is unable to raise the entire $600,000, the district would be responsible to cover some of the remaining costs. And take a look at the funeral announcements. Donald Slim Langer, age 89, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Slim Langer will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Kenneth Thielen, age 84, of Maricopa, Arizona, died May 6th in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial for Kenneth Thielen will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Marilyn Miller, age 87, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Marilyn Miller will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Glenda Lynch, age 59, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died February 20th. Services for Glenda Lynch will be Saturday at 2 p.m. at the First Lutheran Church in Wyota. Norma Price, age 87, of Fairfield, California, and formerly of Lewis, died March 29th. Graveside services for Norma Price will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Andrew Holdsworth, age 59, of Audubon and formerly of the Manning and Manila areas, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Andrew Holdsworth will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home of Manila has arrangements. Karen Ann Spittler, age 70, of Atlantic, died April 15th. A visitation with the family of Karen Spittler will be on Monday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Larry Freeman, age 74, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Services for Larry Freeman are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.